Hi, and welcome to episode number 44 of Basha's Thoughts. Today, I'm thinking about creating a more explorative type of episode where we take a look at a perspective, because taking a look at a perspective can sometimes be quite helpful in resolving all kinds of other issues. So this is a what-if type of episode. And the what if pertains to our physical universe and how it works. So, what if our physical universe works like this? In order to explain, let me first sum up the episode that we had last time. It was on the holographic order. There, we talked about the idea of an underlying order beyond space and time, and how it is that it arises. And what if we base it on something that we know for sure, instead of starting with a supposition, such as the supposition that physics uses today, which is the materialistic supposition telling us that, let's suppose there is a material universe that exists out there, independent of us and our consciousness and consciousness in general. So we talked about starting with the fact that we know that we are. And so we had three parts, which is being is. We know that. We might not know exactly who or what we are, but we know that we are. So we say that being is, and then when we think about it and we wish to reach for a truly real type of ontology, well, then we will reach the conclusion that being is unique. And as we reach that conclusion, this leads us to the holographic order, where the whole contains all of the information, and each part also contains all of the information. So this is something that can be quite useful for physics, to have an underlying order that is beyond space and time, and then attempt to derive space and time from that order. But it also is interesting to us on other levels, because this is an underlying order that exists throughout everything. And so, when we look at society, if we try to create a society that is in accordance with this principle of the holographic order, well, then things might be a lot easier for us than if we, say, try to work against it, working against the order of the universe. Then we might wonder, but how is our physical universe created? What are the workings behind it? And so this is where the what-if scenario comes in. This is not a scientific theory, but it is a perspective that may be interesting to look at and examine and see where it actually takes us. So the what-if scenario provides a similarity between a widely used concept in mathematics and physics and some more new age types of ideas that we may find out there, like the ideas of creating your own reality or the law of attraction and such. The physical concept that I'm talking about is a Fourier transform. So it may be easy for us to imagine sound as vibrations. Sound waves, vibrations in space and time, in the air, for instance. And it turns out to be quite useful to be able to go between two kinds of spaces. One is the actual space-time, and have a space-time evolution of a sound, which is what we are used to. This is what we hear. We listen to sounds in space and time over time. And that is one picture of it. Another way of looking at it is to take a look at the frequencies that are involved in the sound. that make up the sound. So, for instance, a particular frequency would be one particular tone. A frequency is measured in hertz or per second. So if you have a sine wave, you would say, how many oscillations of that sound wave do we have per second? And that will give you a frequency. So a frequency is not something that evolves in space and time. It is a particular frequency. It is a number. It is one. It is not something evolving as you have in space and time, where you have evolution in time. And that is kind of interesting, because when you give a frequency or a mixture of frequencies, which is a particular picture, it's like giving a picture, choosing a particular thing, then that creates an evolution from the beginning till the end. So you have an entire time-space evolution, not just the first second or so. So the frequency picture is atemporal in a sense, and it provides the information regarding what will actually happen, how things will evolve over time. So what if this is how our universe actually works? What if there is a type of frequency space? Because frequencies go beyond just sound frequencies. You can have all kinds of frequencies. Now, what if our time-space evolution is based on these frequencies? If we had access to the frequencies, we could change them. And when we change them, we would change the time-space evolution. And actually, whenever we choose a particular set of frequencies, then we automatically set the past and the future for the entire evolution of that system. And it spans across everything within that picture. In that sense, if a being were experiencing this time-space evolution, they would actually be on a predetermined path. Unless, of course, they somehow had access to the frequencies and were able to change them and create a different path for themselves. If we could figure out what these primordial frequencies were, then we could say that everything is created through sound, in a sense, although it's not sound within space-time, it is a type of sound that creates everything within space-time. And is sound related to those frequencies? What is related to those frequencies? Well, I think that this is where some of the more New Age types of ideas sometimes come in. And some of those ideas seem to center around emotions and say something like, how you vibrate determines your manifestation, and how you vibrate, they seem to relate to how you feel about things. And so people in the Law of Attraction community and Create Your Own Reality community would say something along the lines, well, if you want to create something, then imagine that you already have it, so that you start vibrating, so that you start creating the frequencies of already having it. And then it will come in and manifest itself. So if you want something and you decide exactly what it is you want, But then you focus on not having it or the lack of it. You focus on why you haven't been able to get it or any kind of ideas related to not actually having it. Well, then you would say that you're not actually in the space of receiving it. Your type of vibration or the frequencies that you are experiencing now are different from the time-space evolution that leads to the manifestation of that desire. And so a lot of focus is on actually trying to feel that you already have whatever it is you desire, that you're already experiencing the joy of having it. And then one can wonder, well, are these frequencies actually feelings? Well, I've been thinking about that and I'm not so sure. But I think that feelings may be at least indications of the types of vibrations, perhaps, in terms of if we're going in the direction that we want, or if we are mostly focusing on not having what we want and not being happy. So I think that maybe the frequencies are something even deeper, but our emotions may be good indicators of them. Perhaps creating more scientific explorations into these frequencies could help us understand them better and use them better in our manifestations, if this is what the universe is like. And if you listen to near-death experiences and such similar between-life stories, often you will hear that the person was in a place where they were beyond time, and they will say there was no time. And it seems strange because they still relate things that kind of happened, and yet they say that they did not happen in time. Perhaps that is the space where we move into the vibrational space, the frequency space from which we decide what to move into, what vibrations or frequencies to choose, and then live and explore, embody in some sense. And it is interesting because if you are within space and time, then you can't really see the frequencies. But if you're within the frequencies and you have access to all of them, and then you can see the time-space evolution of all of them without necessarily exploring and actually being in them, well, then you can sort of predict the future of everything. And you can probably predict probabilities in terms of beings who are exploring these, because they might, of course, always jump to another time-space line. And I think that if this is the case, if this is indeed how everything is built up, then we do that all the time. And yet, if there is a particular frequency that is really strong, a being who is in the frequency space and sees all of these frequencies could easily say, well, there are some things that are already predicted and pretty set in stone for you because you're not changing these frequencies, and so certain things will happen a certain way for you. Whereas other things might be more open to change, depending on how you choose to change. But of course, you're always able to jump anywhere. It's just that perhaps when you're within that time space, it might be more difficult for you to all of a sudden completely imagine a very, very different space-time. And so you might not be able to jump to a very different space-time line. If you believe in reincarnation, well, then perhaps this is in a way how we choose our lives, because when we are in the space of the frequencies, we are able to see more or less what our lives will be like. And that way we can choose whatever we feel fits us best for whatever purpose we have created for ourselves. If we wanted to explore this more scientifically, then we could use math, because math is a logical language that will lead us to logical conclusions. So we can assume something, say, let's say this is true, then what are the consequences of this? And it will show us. So if we could mathematically somehow model the holographic order and the basic pulsation of the universe with as few suppositions as possible, maybe just one, assuming that it exists, assuming that there is such a basic pulsation, well, then we would look for what it leads to, what kinds of symmetries come out, and what kinds of frequencies we could find in it, and if we can create, or if we have naturally occurring Fourier transform types of systems or orders automatically appearing in it. Because then we would have a more scientific way of describing of what is happening, and perhaps then we could access these frequencies more easily and know exactly what they are. Or if we are more spiritually inclined, we could try to experiment with that ourselves and try to figure out, feel the frequencies somehow. And if we do that, then something that becomes interesting is to become sensitive to them, to develop a quiet mind and a sensitive mind that is able to pick up on things. Because if we are in a reactive mode, then we are on that predestined path, just moving forwards on it. Perhaps that was our intention. And if our emotions are raging and strong and pulling us in one direction and then reactively into another direction, then we get to experience that. And that may be very interesting to us. But we will probably have less access to the frequency space. We will not be as aware of what we are feeling and creating inside of us, because it's a whole storm. And a whole storm is like waves that are of all sizes and shapes and moving in all directions. It's not just one frequency of waves that we can easily recognize and know what it is, alter it a little bit and notice what difference it makes. And so creating a quiet mind may be conducive to that. So this was the what if exploration episode. What if our physical universe actually works as a Fourier transform, and we are not just the time-space evolution of it. We are actually beings that are also capable of choosing within the frequency space, and therefore choosing the time-space evolution that we wish to explore. Even as we are exploring it, in the middle of exploring it, we might be able to jump to a different timeline and choose what timeline we jump to. That was it for today. And maybe I'll talk to you in another podcast episode. Take care.